June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
8 o'clock hour on your home of the Dallas Cowboys. Good morning, Metroplex. Sean Shreve, Bobby Bell, Pepe. We got Carter Freeman in for Aiden this morning. Did you survive?
Oh, I survived. I survived, baby. Yeah.
You're good?
I'm good. I think so.
Do you think it's the breakfast sausage?
That's too late. That's 24 hours from now. You know, I think this is more...
You had it yesterday or Saturday?
Yesterday morning.
I think it still applies.
You think so? I figure food poisoning would get within 12 hours.
Just uneasiness.
Oh. Yeah, I can see that. Yeah,
oh, yeah. You don't have food poisoning.
No, I think it's more mom's cooking last night.
Wow.
What happened?
You know, she experimented, and that's never a good idea. We don't go over to her house for her to experiment. We go over there for Italian food.
Okay.
And she cooked what she called a Mexican lasagna.
Whoa!
I don't know what that is.
I'm not sure
if I'm supposed to say something like that.
Whoa. Your mother?
Yeah.
Cooked?
I know, the ice queen.
Gather the foreigners.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
A Mexican lasagna from your mother. What is Mexican lasagna?
I don't even know. It had noodles? Egg noodles?
Egg noodles.
Those circular, curly thingies?
Yeah, I love egg noodles.
Yeah,
my mom makes Mexican lasagna.
But it's a thing? I didn't know it was a thing.
I had no idea it was a thing. It's kind of like cream cheese, like ground beef with taco seasoning, shredded cheese.
Tomatoes.
Tomatoes.
That's basically what it was.
Yeah.
I had no idea that's what it was called.
You didn't like it? It's like a dip.
If it was fine.
My mom doesn't put noodles in it.
Yeah, there was nothing wrong with it. Nothing wrong with it at all. But I think that's what hit me. I think it's I think that's what it is. Because the tomatoes, the acid in the tomatoes get
so she cooked for you for Father's Day.
Yeah, well, yeah, me and, me and Sarah was there, my kids, and then my sister's husband and their daughter. My sister was in New York with her other child.
Did you voice your concerns with the...
I did. And she goes, don't talk. This is what I'm making. This is what we're having. I'm like, okay.
You thought she was cooking sauce all day.
Yeah. I was like, you know, we don't come over here for you to experiment. You know, we come over here for the good stuff.
Man.
Yeah.
Mexican lasagna. I'm proud of her.
Yeah.
Proud of her.
She ventures.
Yeah.
Now that she's gotten rid of my dad, you know, she ventures.
All right. Let's go around the NFL. What did you call this? Propaganda?
Promising or propaganda? So what we're going to do is we're going to take a look
at the... Perfect segue from RJ's mom.
This is...
Propaganda. Propaganda.
This is...
Did she go out? Did she march Saturday? Did she go?
No, she did not march. Right. She did not march. She didn't honor
the birthday.
She didn't go to either parade that we had around the country. She didn't go to either one.
Oh gosh! All right, so this is going to be a game where we've talked about before the mini camp OTA headlines. They can be a little much. Troy Aikman was like, "Yeah, look, I mean, I don't know how much I believe some of the stuff that's coming out of these OTAs and these mini camps." So I went around the NFL, took some headlines, and I want to see if you guys think that this is actually promising, that this headline reveals actual promise about the future for this guy or this team, or if it's just regular old off-season propaganda. And we're going to start out with one that actually ties into your Dallas Cowboys. So Bradley Chubb had talked to Miami media at the end of last week, and the Dolphins last year, remember, they moved the ping pong tables out. They were locked in. Their culture was different. Everything was wildly different. Well, Bradley Chubb says, I'm going to say last year we were lying, honestly, point blank. We felt it. We put our toe in the water, but we didn't dive all the way in. We didn't get all the way there with each other. We weren't making the effort to go the extra mile, and I would say this year we're doing that. So Bradley Chubb says, yeah, last year we flat out lied about the culture being better and about it changing. And we knew we were lying. But this year, we're better. So that brings up the question of the Cowboys.
Yep.
Who have talked all about culture and all about the change. Is the culture change, is the culture difference promising or propaganda?
The Miami-like.
Mm. Well, I mean, it's promising propaganda.
Okay.
Because it is promising. I mean, obviously, if you had to choose, do you want a good culture or a toxic one?
Yeah.
You know, you would choose, you want to have a good culture.
Like us or G-Bag.
Right.
Although G-Bag's winning the ratings game.
Well, yeah.
So they are proving culture doesn't totally matter.
So, like, but, you know, obviously you would choose a
AFC good, South title.
Yeah, a good culture.
Congrats on your 7-9 division title.
Is Wolchuk the only one who gets that?
Yeah, I think so.
So, yeah, it's, I mean, so that part is promising. But it's also propaganda because it doesn't really mean doesn't necessarily contribute to wins.
I'll say all the Cowboys hype, all the propaganda is promising. I'm buying it just because we met Schottenheimer and we went into his office and we're really close to it. I'm buying it, but I'm a sucker for that type of stuff. Anyway, I can't figure out what the hell is happening in Miami.
No.
I cannot keep track of it. I was in love with Mike McDaniel. Mm-hmm. He's feisty last week. Like, I don't give a crap about my feelings. Tyreek wants out, then he wants to go back. And Bradley Chubb, we were lying last year. That's Mike McDaniel's culture. Is he a genius? Is he a whiz kid or not? What is up with Tua? I have no feel for the Dolphins.
I think it makes more sense that there's would-be propaganda last year. They had the same coach. Like, what did the coach do that all of a sudden your whole culture was different if the coach didn't even change?
But why would it be negative? The year before, weren't they coming off a fun year?
They were good. They had some problems late in the year, and then they got bounced from the playoffs really quick. And that's been a consistent issue for them. And people felt like, all right, are you just a little too Hollywood? Are you a little too slick?
They had that game in Kansas City where it was like 68 below.
Yeah.
With Dallas, where it's there's somebody new in charge, it makes sense that something would feel different to a lot of them. Whereas last year, yeah, if you were trying to sell like everything's completely different and it was the same dude running everything, that would seem a little hollow, a little phony. All right.
Bassick has weighed in.
Oh, what did he have to say?
Without these mini camps, football players wouldn't even know how to play football.
All right.
Mike is here to tear down all the other sports.
Mike, I can't wait for your spring training analysis next year. Then we'll talk about it then. All right. Reports out of Carolina say Bryce Young is a new person. One of the more quiet, humble type of players in the league. They're saying he's much more vocal. He's trash-talking Panthers defenders. Mm. He's establishing himself as a hard-ass field general.
Whoa.
So is that real? Is that a promising development for Bryce Young, or is that just straight propaganda of like, yeah, this dude, we're all of a sudden going to follow him into the fire?
What was his personality traits in interviews, or him being a what type of kid coming out?
Quiet and not quiet, but just not bombastic.
Yeah.
He was definitely...
Like, did we see him bark in college?
No. He was the prepping for the job his whole life guy.
Yeah.
The guy who's been prepping for interviews for 10 years. He was that guy.
I'm going to say it's promising. Now, I have zero idea what type of dude Bryce Young really is. And it's like the guy when they yell or the girl when they yell and you know that's not them, you start chuckling.
Yeah.
You know, like you start laughing and someone gets all hype and their voice starts cracking. So I don't know if Bryce Young is really like that. But I think it's promising that he's like, yo, man, it's time for me to take over. I played well second half of last season. I'll say promising unless they're all just snickering to each other because you can't even come close to buying it.
I would say promising, but I think if he did not have a really good second half of last year, I would say this is just straight propaganda.
I agree.
Yeah, and I think it is promising.
And you're really buying. I can't Bryce? Tell whether you're buying Bryce, Carolina, or both.
I'm buying Bryce. I always thought...
Which would really be buying Carolina.
Yeah, I think Bryce is... I was stunned how bad he was early. Because his idea, the whole point of him was he was supposed to be essentially a plug-and-play quarterback, which aren't supposed to exist. If there was anyone, he was supposed to be it. Certainly not Stroud. But, yeah, I think that every quarterback gets to this point usually. Not universally, but eventually every quarterback does get to this point of like, I'm in charge and I'm going to make people like understand me. And so it's just, I think he probably played well last year and now he's going, I have the standing to do this a little bit. All right, next one here. As we go around the NFL, look at various minicamp headlines, try to ascertain the veracity of them. See those SAT
ascertain
words right there?
And veracity.
You like that? You like that shot?
Let me relay something. I'm going to be very vague about it, but it's through someone who is talking about Mike McDaniel.
Mm-hmm.
Mike McDaniel doesn't, this is not just a random fan view.
Sure.
This is through someone.
Mm-hmm.
Mike McDaniel doesn't give a crap about the players. They are gladiators to him. Every player there dislikes him. That's just not like a guess or a random observation. And I had heard from a former Cowboy about previous Miami culture. They're like, they haven't gotten it right for a while. Nice. If this is true.
And he does it.
Was under Flores.
He doesn't present that way either, McDaniel. No. Like publicly. No.
Like the perfect players coach, your boy.
But it would make some sense if there was frustration. Like that would explain some things. If like, oh, you're presenting something different publicly than you are behind the scenes, that would definitely make some sense. Davante Adams. We're all a little down on him, right? We're all just kind of like, back into the career. You're not quite the
old.
You're entering your DeAndre Hopkins phase. You used to be a badass, and now you're just kind of trending on the back end.
Yep.
Davante Adams now feels like a new man with the Los Angeles Rams. He says being around the, quote, aura of the Rams has rejuvenated him. He said he's loving football more than he has in a long time. Is that promising, or is that Davante Adams propaganda?
I think Sean McVay can be fun, can be reinvigorated. But I thought Aaron Rodgers was the aura, Devontae. And you wanted to sit there and just follow him even after he left the Jets. And you're going to come back at me and say, well, even Aaron Rodgers can't fix the Jets. That's unfair to put on him. I want to buy a little bit of this because of McVay and the energy and, you know, the X's and O's. But I also want to say propaganda, so I don't know.
Look, the promising part would be as a quarterback, but you know, who's still and a good coordinator, and quite frankly, a number one on the other side to take attention away.
Yes,
but he's still aging.
Yeah,
so I'll just say it's propaganda.
I'll agree.
It's 100% propaganda because he was get me to the Raiders. That'll get me right. I get to go hang with my college quarterback. Didn't work. Get me back with Aaron in New York. That'll make it right. Didn't work. He does this. This is what he says. He says this will fix it, and then it never does.
I took a lot of heat for killing him going to Vegas. I got a lot of fan texts lighting me up. It's childhood team. Okay, fine. I don't want to hear you bitch. When you rot and your boy, the Hallmark card, with tears flowing, ain't getting you the football because you guys had a couple connections in college, I don't want to hear you crying. Take a little less. Stay in Green Bay and win. That's before Rodgers left and all, but I knew that Raider thing was a mistake.
All right, time for one more really quick here. Last week, Cam Ward threw an interception during 7-on-7, which for those of you who don't know 7-on-7, it's literally just defensive backs, receivers, and a quarterback, basically. No trench work. Cam Ward threw an interception, and then he completed 18 passes in a row in 7-on-7, and as one Titans reporter described it, quote, this is exactly why the Titans view him as a franchise quarterback.
Propaganda.
That's propaganda.
You don't have to finish.
You need to finish.
You don't have to finish. That's propaganda. How many dump offs? How many check downs?
Yeah, or just a
7-on-7.
7-on-7. And again, I mean, we'll track some of this stuff with the Cowboys because people are interested. They want to know how did things go, whatever else. But yeah, if you're going to say this is why he's a franchise quarterback because he bounced back mentally from a 7-on-7 pick, all right, it's been a while for y'all, Tennessee.
That's 100% propaganda. Give me some games. Give me some 11-on-11. Give me some non-checkdowns. I don't want the Jalen Hurts, 500 straight pass attempts without interception.
Around the NFL here with Sean, RJ, and Bobby. It's DFW Sports Station 105.3 The Fan. Choppy is going to absolutely destroy someone while recapping the U.S. Open. And it is a new Music Monday. May have to get Carter's approval. One of the music experts with his thumbs down or thumbs down back there. New Music Monday and Choppy recaps a thrilling finish to the Open after this.
June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Yeah, I know JJ Spawn won the U.S. Open with a putt or whatever. I don't really care. I care about all the calamity and the chaos that this weekend brought. But before we get to that, who sent me this right now? Tolo D. Dude, look at Luca.
Look at that.
That's withering.
Yeah, he is withering.
That's withering away. Carter, I'm going to retweet this. Maybe you can put it up on the fan cam. It's under Luca updates on social media. I'm assuming this is recent.
He's standing under a Heineken sign, though. He may be about to fall off the wagon there.
Dude, eat something, bro. He's still abroad, withering. Though. He's still abroad, though, right?
He is. He still looks like, you know, there's a Heineken sign there, so I assume that's over in Europe.
We don't have Heineken here.
No, we don't. Not like that. I think this is a European thing.
Wow.
So he's still eating the healthy food. Okay. They have in Europe. Even the thick food is healthy over there.
All right.
Man, this is there's one small concern, though.
I told you if he wasn't going to do it this offseason, it was never going to happen.
Never going
to
happen.
This was it.
What if he does, like, commit to all this and we've all just assumed he'd be better? But, like, I mean, a big part of his game, too, is also just his ability to, like...
Choppy and I had this fight years and years ago over, like, CeCe Sabathia and Tony Romo. And I was like, there's no way you can't... CeCe Sabathia has to be better if he lost like 10 to 15 pounds. And Tony Romo, if he was like a little bit less pudgy, would be better. There's no way. It's just the laws of athletes and conditioning. And that's where you're going.
It just makes me wonder that a big part of the game, they talk about how when he starts like playing inside, like he can be a handful. Like he puts a beating on guys. He's a lot to deal with. If he's a little smaller and they can beat him up a little bit, you know, maybe it doesn't. You're not going to get the inside player you want. You're going to get the guy who's just taking all the step back threes because he's like, I'm skinny now. I can I can get all this space. I can go AI.
He'll still be plenty big compared to the others at 6'8". And now maybe we can see some driving to the bucket again versus just settling for threes. But Wyndham Clark, just part of the chaos at the Open.
Just part of the chaos. Wyndham Clark there. You heard that audio coming back. It was on his tee shot on 10. And he hits it and immediately yells out, "Blank you!" Just screams it out. And then there's footage. This is posted on Instagram. I saw Twitter. Now, we don't have confirmation that he is the one that did this, but it is. You can see his name. Look, you can make out his name on the locker room there. It's very blurry, but you can make out his name in the locker room at Oakmont, and the lockers are destroyed. By the way, that's his bag right there. The lockers are just destroyed.
This is not even his locker. It's not even his locker. Mm. I get it. He's super intense.
And people act like this is a big no-no.
Yeah.
Is it the U.S. locker rooms? The U.S. open locker rooms, something special and different?
Well, it's...
Or just any?
It's any for one. But this is like, it's a private club. That's somebody else's real locker at the golf course.
Right.
That the players get to use it. They take over the locker room. You know, they own the course for the week. But you destroy the lockers that's not yours. The guy's a loose cannon. He did this at the PGA Championship. He threw his club, broke a sign on the course a couple of weeks back. When Tiger introduced emotion to the sport, he didn't expect this.
Yeah.
You know, he didn't expect guys like Wyndham Clark taking things too far. So Wyndham they call him
fist pumping lockers.
Yeah, some people call him blow pig, wind ham, blow pig, wind blow, ham pig. Blow pig.
Sounds like the same person who nicknamed Evan Carter.
Sure. Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
There you go.
Wyndham Clark is the most golf sounding name of
it
all
really
time.
Is.
Yes. Or sailor.
Yeah. Just that, like
Wyndham.
He definitely wears,
Wyndham.
Yeah. He definitely wears like an ascot or whatever. He's like one of those D-bags and Wedding Crashers that ran with Bradley Cooper.
I don't know where he's from. It's like golf. You might as well just name him Golfy McGolfface.
Exactly.
You're going to name somebody Wyndham Clark.
He's an American. He's from.
Yeah. He's definitely from here. I don't know where, though.
He is from Denver, Colorado. Mm. He grew up skiing. Yeah. Like, oh gosh. Yeah. What a punk.
Another one I'm sick of over the weekend is Shane Lowry. All right, this guy, same guy last time the attorney was, here. He blew a 4-stroke lead the final round. Same guy that got all upset at Quail Hollow because of the mud balls. He's just a whiner. You know, he's so beloved because he's this beer-drinking, beef-eating fool.
Yeah.
Like this chubby guy. Everybody loves him, right? But here he is throwing TV equipment this week. Last week, he was throwing clubs. You know, stop. Stop complaining about the rough. Stop complaining about the mud balls. Just play. You're likable. Everybody likes you. You don't look like a jerk, as opposed to your fellow countryman, Rory McIlroy, who I have turned on, Sean. Mm-hmm. Liked him. I hated him. Then I liked him. And now I'm back to hating him.
You didn't take the cheap shot I thought you were going to at Lowry.
But get out of the pub and get in the gym. You know, stop complaining and get strong enough to get out of the rough.
Yeah.
You'll hear Bryson complaining about the rough.
There you go. As Johnny Miller... Did you see that stray? I love Johnny Miller, by the way. I love Johnny Miller on calls. Do you know who Johnny Miller is?
Nope.
Okay, Johnny Miller, long time, like the analyst of golf while we were growing up.
While we were growing up, absolutely.
And he'd bring it straight. I thought he was so knowledgeable. I personally loved him. And he was talking about, he threw a little rando shot at DeChambeau at a presser.
Still all about hitting that ball in the fairway. You see the guys that don't... Like Bryson DeChambeau, I mean, he was living in the rough there this last couple of days. And, of course, he gets to watch it on TV today. But yeah, you got to hit it in the fairway.
Jack was sitting next to him, and Jack was like, ooh.
Yeah.
All right. A little shot there from Johnny Miller. Yeah, he's scared.
Johnny's not scared. Johnny is like Brandel. Brandel's not scared at all. So here's Rory. This was one of the more unlikable things he could have said. This is a guy who has lived in the unlikable world in the last little bit. And he has gone even further into that. So he didn't really speak at all. He didn't speak at all at the PGA. He skipped the first couple of days here talking. He finally talks, finally decides to speak. And he was asked, is it the golf course? Why haven't you spoken? Are you just kind of being defiant? What's the reason why you're not speaking to the media?
No, not really. It's more a frustration with you guys. But yeah,
what?
I'm just, I don't know. I mean, I've been totally available for the last few years, and I'm not saying maybe not you guys, but maybe more just the whole thing.
The whole driver thing.
That was a part of it.
Say it.
Yeah, that was a part of it. But it's not as if, like, at Augusta, I skipped you guys on Thursday. So, it's not as if it's not out of the ordinary. I've done it before. I'm just doing it a little more often.
Is it part of the, you kind of carried the tour with your awards for 3 or 4 years now. Do you feel like you've earned a break?
I feel like I've earned the right to do whatever I want to do, yeah.
Oh,
man. That's a good line. So he was talking about the
good line. Not a good line. Good line.
I think he was being sarcastic.
Yeah. So he was talking about, like, this is on the heels of him complaining about his name got out with the driver thing where his driver was banned at the PGA, but Scotty's name didn't get out. And he was upset that his name got out and Scotty's didn't. So then he was asked, do you want the media or the tournaments and the PGA to change the requirement so you guys do have to become available every time they want you to?
No, I'm not daring them to do anything. I hope they don't change it because it would, you know, it's a nice luxury to have. But I'm just pointing out the fact that we have the ability to do it.
What do you look for tomorrow?
You know, hopefully a round in under 4.5 hours and get out of here. Thank you.
I hate that he was cheered so much during his Masters win now. I hate it. Yep. And I hate that golf doesn't have any governing body regulation to fine them or make them talk.
Yeah, I mean,
freaking little brat.
What do you want on the final round of the U.S. Open? I'd like to get out of here in 4.5 hours and go home.
Yeah.
But come on, dude.
I can't live.
Or leak it. Like, leak it to someone to make your true feelings. I would have asked there, why don't you just come out and say it? Why are you dancing around it? You're Mr. Bold. And we loved you when you were the spokesperson against Leave.
I hate Leave.
And now you're just pussyfooting around and just dancing around it. Say it.
He's
say it with
phony.
Your chest.
I've seen you swing. Yeah. I know you swing.
He had really good PR post the Live merger thing. He was the voice of the sport. He had taken over the face of the sport from Tiger.
Yep.
And he has just done nothing but...
He's like, I'm rich. I don't have to.
Rub dirt on it. Over, yeah.
I got my Masters win. I don't need to be the people's choice. I got it. It's almost like a heel turn.
It is a heel turn.
Yeah.
It is a heel turn. Like, this is
like
a very unlikable...
Right to do whatever I want to do,
This is one of the more unlikable meetings with the press I've heard. It really was.
Yeah. So there it is, RJ Choppy's U.S. Open recap. It is a new Music Monday.
I'm Casey Kasem. Coming up next are the three biggest hits of the year.
All right, we got a collection of songs that were released over the weekend. We got some country, some R&B, we got some rap here. Let's start off with the country. Kane Brown, everybody familiar here?
Yes, my wife's a huge fan. Dak Prescott.
I like Kane Brown. Kane Brown gave us the Thanksgiving performance, too, during COVID. He was 2020 COVID performance for AT&T Stadium. He's pretty good. I like him. Don't know if I love the new one here. This is his latest song, Two Pair.
I tell him, give me two pairs of Luke Casey's, all white shirt and some Buka jeans. I go all night, stomping to the beat. I just gotta check, blow it all on my feet. Like, oh, 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 you can tell me, I feel like Nelly. Give me two pairs of Luke Casey's.
Yeah, I'm cool with it.
It's very Sam Hunt-like, and I don't like Sam Hunt.
It does feel
going,
like...
We will, yeah, we that, that's will. What I mean. It's like, it's not... And I understand country's not country anymore. It's like pop country. Yeah. It's become what it is. But that's Sam Hunt, like, just
I like
party
Sam
time
Hunt.
Stuff.
Yeah, I do like it. This is very, it does sound like a manufactured type, but I'm okay with it. Like, and that first part.
Could be a good summer song.
It could be.
Pool song.
If you play the first part again, it sounds like the Applebee's song.
I tell him, give me two.
You know, like the Applebee's, the Walker Hughes or whatever. Eight.
And I hated that song, so that makes sense.
So that's why you,
Thumbs up or thumbs down, Carter? Carter's going thumbs down.
Yeah, I agree. Next one, Gunna. You like Gunna, Chop?
I do like Gunna.
I figured you would. Gunna's got a new song out called Won't Stop.
I thought I told you time and time again, this won't stop. I beg it show by show, I'm trying to triple and double the pot. For at least 6 feet, a show or more for him on now. 6 feet, hooping at 25 rows, all great interior. Whenever it's cloudy, whenever it's cloudy. Every day better my goal from chasing health and wealth, not clout.
It's okay. It's got to be like, just to me, it's again, it's everything's become copy and paste. Like, this sounds like 800 other songs I've heard before. There's nothing about it. Like, I won't remember this song in a year, even if it like blows up or something like that, because it sounds like so many other things that I've heard before.
What does like the second part go into?
Mm-hmm. It's that. No, he streams like that.
The whole way.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is, rap music is, hip hop has just changed, kind of morphed. It's, you know, it's kind of like now it's just a relaxing sit by the pool. Just listen to something very soft. It's way better than that crap you listened to from the 90s, Bobby. It was just too in your face.
Wait, whoa.
Oh, it's modern hip-hop, so much better.
Yeah. Yeah. He hates the golden era.
I don't need the...
Worst take of the week nominee.
That is
90s hip-hop?
I'm too old for that. I don't want the... I don't want the hard stuff anymore. I just want straight trap music.
I've got it. It's marked down here. Last one today. This is R&B. And again, I don't care. It's going to be the softer.
Who's your top three rappers of all time?
Oh, they're still the guys back in the day because they were trendsetters.
Okay. Yes.
Yeah, I recognize that they are still the best.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. Tupac.
But it's like, you know.
Don't chop your way.
Ozzy is the best heavy metal guy ever, or if you want. But I mean, they've progressed.
Last one here, R&B, and it's a little bit softer, but I like it. This is the good song of the three this week. Kalani, Folded. So can you come pick up your clothes? I had them folded. Leave me at the door. I love Kalani. She's like, so I like SZA. She's not as I don't like her as well as Kalani. Kalani to me is like if SZA had some like Monica to her from back in the day. I think this is great. I'm going to be playing this a lot.
Give us your votes. New Music Monday here on Sean and RJ, DFW Sports Station 105.3 The Fan, home of the Rangers and Cowboys. Back to the Rangers with Diamond Cavs at 9. But on Friday, we graded the offense. Now it's time to look at the defense, grading the confidence level in each Cowboys position group. Next, in B-Low, D-Belt, 105.3 The Fan.
June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way. At the exact same time, like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
The great Bobby Belt.
Bobby Belt. Is an idiot.
Don't make me take off my belt.
We're not. Over to you, Bobby.
We feel pretty good about the offense. How about that defense, though? Let's talk about it in Below the Belt.
But first, Swids, chaos in the commercial break. Mike Bassick is raining down text messages. Tolo Luis T says in Cancun, but Odyssey can't be streamed, so everyone going to Tolo in the crib. So he's got us up on the TV.
There we go.
So... congrats and have a blast on vacation. Bassick is being sarcastic as hell. Was that to you?
Yeah, he's like, that was
both of us.
That was a great golf segment. Congratulations.
Yeah, and he told me, I really enjoyed the computer noises in the background of those songs. I'm glad that music now doesn't use guitars or pianos or drums or any type of instrument.
And then your son.
And then my children continuing the hustle that they have, having absolutely no idea what I do for a living. Julian, is the kids. I have the kids this week, and then he's staying at the house. He wakes up. He goes, I'm awake. Are you at home? No, dude, I am not at home. I've been gone for 3.5 hours.
What?
I am not at home.
Wow.
I have no idea.
Why would he text you in the house?
Oh, they don't get up. They don't. They're staying in bed.
Why would you get the text in the house?
They call from the other room. They call on the phone. They don't get up. They call on the phone.
Could you give me this? Could you give me this?
He wants to make sure.
Y'all need this old school intercom. My parents have that in their house on the wall.
He wants to make sure you're not in the house so he can go through the drawers again. That's what he's looking for. All right. So last week on Friday, we took a look at the Cowboys offense and we graded the position groups. And generally, we felt pretty good about where everything was at.
We got baseball diamond cast coming up for you, Mikey, at 9.
Yeah, so tune in for that, and you can criticize how we talk about baseball then. Running back was the one area where we were just kind of like, don't feel really great about it. So we're going to take a look at the defensive position groups, and last week we graded things on the scale of...
It's crazy that I like Mike so much more not working here.
That's proximity. Like, not absence having makes the heart grow
not
fonder.
Not having to deal with the mood swings, right, or checking in and checking out. And, you know, I would love commercial break Mike the most.
Oh, yeah.
Because he's passionate about a subject. But Mike leaving here, I mean, it's just up the likability.
I loved on-air Mike because it protected blowback for me. And now I've got the issue. Yeah. I'm Mike now.
You're a Mike's chair.
All right. So here's how we used the scale to grade our confidence. Or this is how we used it last week. It was doomed on the low end, concerned, uncertain, confident, or excited. Now, Sean had said he didn't think excited captured the whole mood of it, and I was going to change it, and then I remembered it was my segment, so I decided to keep excited just for that reason. Sean gets the other 11 that he can direct. So we're going to do, we're going to take excited, confident, uncertain, concerned, or doomed.
Gotcha.
And we're going to start out with the defensive line, which obviously they drafted Donovan Ezeraku. They added Dante Fowler back after a big year with Washington. They re-sign Oso Odighizuwa. They get Sam Williams back from injury. So they've kind of fleshed things out a little bit. They're added Solomon Thomas, Peyton Turner. Still questions about if they've got a true one technique run stopping defensive tackle. But your confidence level in the defensive line at this moment?
I'm between excited and confident. I'm excited about like Ezeraku, all right, and the return of Fowler. I still have my major questions over stopping the run. I have to see it before I believe it. But I think excited is probably a little bit too promising. So I'll go with confident. Uncertainly confident.
I was going to say confident this morning, you know, coming in here thinking about this very segment, this question you were going to ask. But then when you said that, you know.
You were thinking about this segment driving in.
No, I just said I didn't even know we were doing this.
Believe that your son, that's more unbelievable than your kid not knowing where you are right now.
No, not even close. But then you said earlier today that, you know, he's not sure how he's going to use Micah.
I think he's sure how he's going to use Micah. It may not always align with him rushing every time.
Rushing a passer. And that, correct me if I'm wrong, his system likes to get pressure from the defensive tackles.
Yep. Interior pressure is a big thing for them.
Okay.
He has said before, the three technique defensive tackle is the most important position in his defense.
That leaves me with some uncertainty.
Yeah, I'm going to go uncertainly excited. I don't know what the heck Sam Williams is going to do. Marshawn Nealon, I don't know what he's going to do. Is Fowler going to be just as good? Ezeraku is still a rookie. Like, we're all just assuming he's going to be fantastic because of these glowing reports. And then Micah. If Micah misses camp, CeeDee Lamb said that hurt him. So I'm going to go with uncertainly excited.
I'm confident. I think that they've got enough bodies there and enough talented guys they're going to be able to rush the passer pretty consistently. And I think that, you know, Solomon Thomas is going to be a nice, solid addition to some of the stuff that they want to do in the run game. So I'm confident. I don't think I'd say I'm full-blown excited yet because you are going through schematic changes, but it's at least confident. All right, we are grading the defensive side of the ball for the Cowboys as they go for their break before training camp. Next up is the linebackers. You've got, obviously, the injury to DeMarvian Overshown, but they added Kenneth Murray through a trade. They signed Jack Sanborn away from Chicago, who had been with Matt Eberflus previously. That's probably your starting linebacker duo when you're in nickel packages to start the season. But Kenneth Murray and Jack Sanborn, along with Shamar James, who they drafted on day three out of Florida. Marist Liafau had a decent year last year. He'll be in there rotating in a little bit. But your confidence in the linebacker position?
I am between concerned and doomed. Concerned.
you're fence riding today.
That's a lot of no names.
Yes.
That's a lot of no names. So I'm doomed. I don't want to come back and haunt me if they fly around and surprise. So I'm between concerned and concerned. I'm just going to say concerned because I can't say concerned and doomed together. Concerned.
John? Yeah. Concerned. I think I kind of like that that wording.
And that's not fence writing. That is that's all negative.
I like the age.
Just trying to separate my negativity.
I like the age of Murray and Sanborn, right? They're younger. You know, but then again, Sanborn's got, you know, he's an upper Midwest guy, thick ankles. You know, can't run through the weeds of the high grass they have there in the Big Ten. So just, you know, lack of speed that's going to happen in Big Ten players. But there's a absolute level of concern.
Yeah, I would say I'm concerned. I don't think they're doomed yet. I mean, because we had played earlier the audio from Matt Eberflus talking to Ed Werder and Matt Mosley on Doomsday Podcast. He does have a history of getting the most out of linebackers who are considered, like he maximized their ability. It's his former position. It's the position he's coached the most. He usually gets a decent amount out of it. But still, the personnel is not great right now. It's certainly not going to be near the top of the league. Matt Eberflus, in that interview, he was asked about how he makes sure that this year's defense doesn't repeat some of last year's problems.
Yeah, I think every unit that you have now, because of the way the league's set up, is different every year. You know, so the pieces that I have are different than the pieces that Mike had. And obviously, I've watched Mike's defenses for a lot of years, and he's one heck of a coach. And he's had some top five, top 10, number one defenses in the league. But also, they had a bunch of injuries. So they had a lot of pieces missing. But again,
and it's hard to win when your pieces that are missing are corners and edge rushers.
Absolutely, absolutely. So he's one heck of a coach, and he's been for a long time. But so I just want to say that. But also, you know, we've added a lot of pieces here. You know, through free agency, along the defensive line, at the linebacker level, and in the secondary level. And every group's different. You really have to restart and retie your shoes, relace up your shoes, as John Wooden would say, every single year. And we want to teach these guys and develop these guys. And we've done a nice job, but we got a lot of work to do. They have to do a lot of work in conditioning over these next 40 days before we touch them again. And then, you know, the coaches got to keep developing their skill sets.
So a lot of this is going to be about getting personnel back and about swapping out some personnel. And corner is going to be a big part of this. And when you look at the cornerback position right now, I'd say this is one that is probably, at least now, the most unsettled position on the team. Even guys like Deron Bland, when you know he's going to start, you don't know where he's starting yet because of where the rest of the rotation is. Could he be inside? Could he be outside? Whatever else. But cornerback right now, Trayvon Diggs working back, Josh Butler working back. You've got a rotation of Andrew Booth and Kair Elam outside, with Bland kind of going inside, outside, depending on the package. Sean, your level of confidence in the corners?
Concerned. I am concerned. Shereen Williams, talk about Diggs being out for the whole year. Some people saying, no, beginning of the season. Kair Elam, this magical find. All glowing reports coming out of Buffalo.
What's your point?
My point is, Mr. Jones, they gave up on him that early. Is he just a practice player? The Deron Bland uncertainty in terms of the position, I'm concerned.
Chop, you have to be concerned. I think you just do.
But I'm more excited for that group than linebacker. There's nothing exciting about linebacker.
Oh, yeah. There's the excitement there. There's a lot. There's names. You get some good names.
In the secondary.
Yeah. So there's absolutely some excitement from there, but injuries, how good they're going to be coming off of injuries, and then in terms of Elam, like, what is he going to be?
Yeah, it's concerned. You have no idea what this group is going to look like, who's going to bounce back from injury. That, to me, is the biggest area of concern I have right now about the Cowboys, is the cornerback position. Safeties, they return back basically the whole group. It's Malik Hooker, it's Donovan Wilson, Marquise Bell, Wanya Thomas. That group is coming back. Obviously, there will be some changes a little bit in the way that they're asked to play as safeties, but your level of confidence, concern, whatever else, with the safety group?
Uncertain. Just blah. Like it is every year with this group of names. You tell me Malik Hooker plays well. I can't name you. I can't name you five Malik Hooker plays. I don't notice him. I noticed Donovan Wilson recently for the wrong reasons. So it's just a bland, generic. I know a little bit more about the safeties than I do the linebacker. So uncertain.
I'm confident they will be average.
Okay.
Okay.
And I'm okay with that. Like I'm okay with that at safety. Just be league. Don't cost us a game. You're also not going to win a game. I'm confident they'll be an average unit.
I'm uncertain of how they're going to adjust to the Eberflus scheme is really my only question, and that's kind of where I come down on it. So, really quickly.
Now we got a new scheme to factor in on top of all of
it. Yeah, and the safeties are used differently in this scheme. And then really quickly, just defense as a whole, I would say, given all that, I'm concerned about them this year. The defensive side of the ball concerns me more than the offense does.
Easy take.
Yeah,
but yeah.
It should be.
I mean,
that should
I don't
be the
know.
Case.
There's
the offense
a lot
should
of people
be
concerned. I think Zach said he was more concerned about the offense right now.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh. I mean, the offense should be top 10. Should be.
As long as everything clicks into place the way you want.
I'll make a bet with Zach over which unit finishes with the higher ranking. And I would feel like I'd win that easily. Yeah. Offense or defense?
Offense. I mean, I'm assuming you would pick offense based on what you're saying. Yeah.
Yeah,
now obviously there's injuries that could come into play. If Dak gets hurt again, then it's the Joe Milton, Will Greer show. Different story.
B-Lo.
B-Belt.
On the home of the Cowboys here with our Cowboys insider, Bobby Roberto. On DFW Sports Station, we have a final concert ticket giveaway on your home of the Rangers. The Rockies have the worst record through 70 games since 1899. How the Texas Rangers are going to benefit. Choppy has it in Diamond Cavs coming off the sweep. Next on The Fan.
June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.